The brick building ahead is the South Agricultural Sciences Building. It is being renovated to match the exterior facade of the new Agricultural Sciences Building, which is under construction. The new home of the Agricultural Sciences Program will include 5 stories and 73,000 square feet of classroom and office space, and 55,000 square feet of lab and research space. To help with the goal of offering more general education classes on the Evansdale campus, thus decreasing traffic, the new Agricultural Sciences Building will include general purpose classrooms. The structure will also include energy efficient systems. Down the hill to the right, the gray brick building attached to the tall tan building make up Percival and Allen Halls. The taller portion is Allen Hall, home of the College of Education and Human Services, and its divisions of speech pathology and audiology. U.S. News and World Report ranks WVU as one of the top speech pathology and audiology programs. Percival Hall, the gray building, houses the divisions of forestry and Department of Family Resources, which fall under the Davis College of Agriculture, Natural Resources, and Design. The college oversees the nearby WVU farm, which allows students to study field crops, livestock, organic pasture management, and soil quality. WVU also owns the 8,000-acre research forest near Cooper's Rock, located minutes from campus and used as extensive outdoor laboratories. Make a left out of the parking area back onto Evansdale Drive and continue to the four-way stop. Continue straight. Employers ranked WVU engineering graduates among the top 25 in the nation, according to the Wall Street Journal. 87% of Statler College students who engage in a job search receive job offers before graduation. WVU is the lead institution in the NASA West Virginia Space Grant Consortium, and our students have interned with the California Institute of Technology and NASA microgravity teams at the Johnson Flight Center in Houston. Continue around the curve. Once you pass the Mineral Resources Building again, to the right you can see the Engineering PRT Station. Hundreds of students take advantage of free daytime parking at the Coliseum, our largest indoor sports arena. Students park at the Coliseum and ride shuttle buses that depart every 10 minutes to this PRT station, where they can board the PRT to ride to their classes. Overnight parking is not permitted at the Coliseum. On your right, you will see a large cream-colored building. This unique, rounded structure is the Creative Arts Center, which is home to the College of Creative Arts and its divisions of art, theater, dance, and music. Inside are a 1,400-seat concert theater, as well as an opera theater, studio theater, art galleries, a library, and the World Music Center. The inventor of the modern steel drum, Ellie Minette, was a faculty member in the percussion department. The Master of Fine Arts program, which includes the study of painting, printmaking, ceramics, sculpture, graphic design, and intermediate photography, has been nationally ranked since 2004 and was listed as number 72 in the nation. The Master of Fine Arts in Ceramics program was listed as the 18th best in the nation in U.S. News & World Report's 2013 edition of America's Best Graduate Schools. With more than 100 faculty and staff and nearly 800 students, Creative Arts is small enough to give intimate classes, one-on-one instruction, and a close community of friends. A partnership between the WVU College of Creative Arts and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra resulted in a series of Morgantown concerts and master classes taught by symphony musicians. You are now at a stoplight with the intersection of Jerry West Boulevard. Make a right at the light and merge into the left lane. Please turn left at the next stoplight and drive into the parking lot of the WVU Coliseum.